Hi, this is a dictation for Amber Cook, AmberCook, date of birth is 10/18/1990, date of accident is 8/30/2022, date of service 11/30/2022. The patient is here for follow-up evaluation. She reports that she is feeling terrible moods with anxiety, depression, panic. In addition, patient has ongoing pain in the right side of the neck and right shoulder, right upper back, lower back, and the pains are reported to be around 8 to 9, and ADLs are affected 8. However, there is no radiation of pain to the upper extremities or fingers or to the lower extremities or the toes. The pains are quite localized. They're associated with severe muscle spasm. The patient reports that her general activity, mood, and sleep are specially affected, and they are 8 on a scale of 1 to 10. Walking ability work is 7, and enjoyment of life is 6. 70% pains are reported relieved so far by the patient. In the system review, patient reports in neurology and psych, she's suffering from headaches and difficulty sleeping, fatigue, lack of focus, lack of concentration, anxiety, loss of memory, and she denies any dizziness, vertigo, vision disturbances, confusion, disorientation. She denies any blackout, weakness, seizures, loss of balance, loss of equilibrium, and no other significant issues. In the pain and numbness, patient reports she's suffering from pain. Mainly the pain is in the lower back and mid and upper back, and in the GI, only nausea is reported, no vomiting, diarrhea, constipation, digestive problems. There is no incontinence of the bowel, stomach pain, blood in the stool, or trouble swallowing. In the GU, no incontinence of the urine. You can see painful urination or blood in the urine is reported. In respiratory, there is no asthma, trouble breathing, chest pain, coughing, but there is shortness of breath. In the last 30 days, patient reports say pain level has remained the same, although overall the pain has improved almost 70%. In the last 30 days, patient reports no changes in the medical history, surgical history, hospitalization, weight loss, or any other trauma. Current pain medications are Narcos and Ultram. Substance abuse, none is reported. Compliance history, patient reports full compliance to the pain medication regimen. Physical examination, the blood pressure is 172/136, pulse is 92, pulse oxygen 100. The rest of the exam will be same from previous visit of 11/16/2022, date of dictation. The number for dictation is 1116-071. The diagnosis are same. Plan of care is as follows. The patient has a brittle diabetes. She has installed a auto injector and a auto blood analysis equipment, because of which MRI could not be done. Today is the day she is trying to get the MRI done, and she has been recommended that she should get her MRIs done ASAP. The MRIs are thoracic and lumbar spine. The patient has no pain in the neck at all. She was also referred to chiropractor treatment, which she has not started. She has been provided with following medication, which are Mobic, 15 milligram once a day, for anti-inflammatory with Flexeril, 10 mg twice a day for muscle relaxation, SFX, 20 mg twice a day for stomach protection, Ultran, 50 mg, 1 or 2 PRN for pain, and Lyrica is provided 50 mg twice a day, Furoscid, 1 or 2 every 6-hour PRN for headaches, 50 of them. The patient will be provided Xanax, 0.5 milligram at night for help with the anxiety. Thank you. Rest of the patient will be seen in 30 days' time. Her meds and labs have been reviewed, and she is otherwise compliant and stable. Thank you.